Welcome back to Internet Frenzy.
Welcome back, baby.
What's good with it?
It's been a good week. I'm feeling good. Haven't had any stalkers lately or ever that I know of.
Have you been as observant as you should be is the question.
I'm going to say yes just to
make yourself sleep at night.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that last episode was insane.
So heartbreaking.
Stock market crash. Which one do you guys think was the fake?
Let's talk about them.
Little recap-a-roo, shall we? First of all, we had my story. Poor OP. Hope she's okay. Very, very intense experience she had just being a daycare worker and getting hit on by a dad. Turned stalker, turned...
Oh, like full-on like creep. Like SA,
real-life creep stalker.
Yeah. Yeah, scary, scary, like, scary.
Fully ruined her life. So that really sucks. And I mean, based on the last update, she seems like she's in good spirits. So
yeah.
Hopefully she's good and not on an episode of 2020.
And then my stories were...
You had the one about, it was the today I effed up about seeing his stalker and then seeing the girl that he was stalking. And then she like blocked him or whatever, went on private.
Yes.
He thought it was because of him and he was a creep.
Yeah, a creep. And it's funny because both my stories had to do with like the library. So like,
oh, true.
And then it's the library. And I'm like, guys, maybe we just stay away from the library.
I mean, I've been doing it my whole life. It's worked out pretty well.
Same. Oh, okay, well, that's good to know. That makes me feel better about myself.
That's hilarious. So yeah, so your second one was about the guy that the girl got his number, the librarian got his number and was texting him and he was all sketched out about it.
Yeah. And you thought that one was over dramatic. But so which one do you guys think is the fake? Let's talk about it.
It's one of hers.
He is correct. It is one of mine.
Because mine's real AF.
Yours is so real. ChatGPT couldn't do something like that. I mean, no, it could. Got
lots and lots of help.
Are you ready?
Which one of yours was fake?
Okay, the fake story was the guy that saw her at the library and then was like slowly became obsessed with her, but he like was fighting his demons. And then he sees her at a coffee shop and boom. He goes to look at her Instagram and she put her Instagram on private. So that was the fake.
That's pretty good. The part that jacked me up was where he was like, yeah, I want to see what her room looks like. Or what did he, it was like.
Oh, yeah. I want to see what the inside looks like.
Watching her open her door or something.
So creepy.
Sketchball.
Yeah. But now we're on to bigger and better. This week's episode's gnarly. But first to start, I'm Whitney.
And I'm Joe.
And we are Internet Frenzy. Thanks for coming back for another week. This week's episode is going to be lit.
Yeah, this is a fun one. So last week was like, it was a little heavy, little intense.
Yeah.
This one is going to be maybe a little bit lighter in nature. It's called The Dumbest Hill to Die On. Brrr. So cue the crazy dumb arguments that take place in your own life or on the internet. We're going to dive into a couple of them.
Yeah. So,
who should go first, you or I?
Oh, I think you, because the camera's on you. Bah. Internet frenzy, electric love, so trendy. Bites and bits, we're blending. One click, no pretending.
So, the first story might be my favorite one.
Oh, I'm excited.
This one comes from AITAH.
Love, love, love.
AITAH for telling my mom her tractor parking rules make no sense and refusing to move it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm ready.
This is so great. This dude's a winner. All right, so I-37M work for my mom, 64F, on her property. She's got a big spread, like 100 acres, mostly hay and some cattle. I've been working for her full-time since my dad passed 7 years ago, and before that I helped out since I was a kid. So anyway, she's got this thing about where the tractor gets parked. We got a main barn, equipment shed, a gravel patch out back. If I park it in the shed, she says it's blocking stuff in. If I park it in the barn, she says it tracks in too much mud and dust. Park it out back, she says it's going to get rained on and she don't want it to rust. So where the hell is it supposed to go? few days ago, I was baling and I pulled the tractor up next to the barn to check something on the baler before quitting for the day. It was going to be a quick job, but ended up taking longer. So I left the tractor there overnight. Next morning, she comes out raising hell about how it looks trashy sitting by the barn, how I ain't got no respect for the place. I told her straight up, where do you actually want it then? Because every spot I put it in, you got a problem with it. She kept saying I should have put it where it goes, but she won't say where that is. We got in it pretty bad, her saying I got no pride in my work, me saying she's impossible to please. I told her if she wants it moved so bad, she can move it herself. She doesn't even drive the thing. She told me if I don't like the way she runs things, I can go find work somewhere else, but we both know she's not hiring anyone else for this pay. My sister says I should have moved it to keep the peace, but I'm sick of getting yelled at no matter what I do. A-I-T-A-H.
Well, no, because she's not giving clear communication on where she wants it.
I mean, she's just, you could tell she's just one of those ladies that, like, she just is going to gripe at you, bro. Just live with it.
She's going to gripe. And also, it's like, okay, I'm not going to lie. I get this way sometimes. Like, if I'm overstimulated or, like, I have, like, a raspier voice. I feel like it takes energy for me to talk, which is hilarious. We have a podcast, but... when you'll ask me something, and if I'm just, like, not in the mood to talk or, like, help you think through things, I'm like, dude, just figure it out. Like, go, like I have something set in mind. Like, if you're like, where do you want me to put this? It's like, dude, just put it away where it belongs. I don't need to tell you where it belongs. You should know. So, I don't know. Maybe, like, that's, like, a woman thing.
It's, it must be.
And I'm trying to give this grandma a little bit of benefit of the doubt, but she does need to have clear communication. If she wants it a certain way, she's got to communicate that with him.
Yeah. And it's just one of those things where she's just going to complain about it no matter what. He could have worked so hard the whole day, and, like, it's not just going to be about the tractor. There's going to be something, because that's just how it works. And I'm glad you said, like, overstimulated or whatever.
Yeah.
There's things that make a person act that way.
Yeah.
That's definitely the case for this one. It doesn't, she obviously doesn't matter. Park the tractor wherever it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
Oh, that's hilarious.
But I love that, like, that's what made this guy, who obviously doesn't spend, you wouldn't think this guy spends very much time on Reddit. Like, he came to Reddit to find out who's right in this situation. The tractor. Telling my mom her tractor parking rules make no sense and refusing to move it.
Like, and he's what, 30 something?
37.
Oh my gosh.
37.
Wow, still working for the mama.
On her property. She got a big spread.
Hallelujah. Honestly, amen to that.
There's dumb things to argue about, and then there's you parked the tractor in the wrong spot.
I mean, would we think that's actually dumb though? Like, if that's like your livelihood, that's your farm, that's like, there's got to be structure and order to that, or else it's just going to be pure chaos.
Well, and it would, if it was like, if it was something regimented, something that actually mattered, don't you think she'd be like, hey, let's clear a spot here for the tractor? She's obviously not that concerned about it. And I don't live that life, so I don't freaking know.
Yeah. True. Dang. Well, that's funny. Nice job.
I mean,
good story.
It's just, you know, you're going to argue about that?
Yeah.
All things.
That's the thing. It's like, even talking about the story, it's like, yeah, that is what it is. Okay.
Like, good luck. Don't know. You're both wrong and you're both right. And who cares where the tractor's parked, and just move it. It might just be my nature, but I definitely think I'm the keep the peace guy. I would hate that if she was like, just move it. I already told you to move it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the type of person that's like, okay, I'm just going to move it, and I'm going to, like, move it around the corner just to, like, do what you wanted me to do, but, like, still don't understand why. Doesn't make sense, but I'm not going to battle you on it. I'm not going to, like, put my foot down and say, no, tractor's staying where I parked it. So, that's all I got for that one. What do you think? Should you go now?
I think I should go. Okay, so for my story, this first one comes from AITAH. For keeping no contact with my sister after her husband, my ex, died. When I, 22F, was 14, I started dating Jace, who was 15 at the time. We were together for 3 years. We'd known each other for years, and I always had the biggest crush on him. My sister Lauren, 23F, now knew. She was one of my best friends, and I thought we told each other everything. But Lauren and Jace were cheating behind my back, and Lauren got pregnant. I didn't know at first, and was the first person she told, and I supported her. It was only after she told our parents, and they pushed her to say who the father was, that she confessed. I broke up with Jace, who didn't care. He was done with me and wanted Lauren anyway. While Lauren kept begging me to forgive her for hurting me and begging me to still be close to her, I refused. And when Lauren moved in with Jason and his family, it was a relief. My parents attempted to force forgiveness on me. They took me to a church therapist and they had a number of talks with me about Lauren being my sister for life and Jace being just a high school boyfriend. All it did was push me away from my parents, and when I turned 18, I moved in with my grandma. I had very low contact with my parents and no contact with Lauren and Jace. They got married just before the baby was born and I ignored the invite. I ignored when they had their first and then second kid. Lauren made several attempts to speak to me and apologize more, but I ignored them and I told extended family that I wasn't going to change my mind. Some were quick to say I was a silly child and I'd regret throwing my sister away. Others said I was so young and we both were, and hurting people's feelings when you're young happens. And why couldn't I hate Jason and forgive Lauren? My grandma always said nobody was making it better by pushing. Grandma stood by me through all of this. When Lauren asked her to help pull off a surprise reunion so she could speak to me, Grandma turned it down. She told Lauren that she wasn't coming to the house as long as I lived here. And she told her she would not help her trick me or anything crazy like that. Wow, go Grandma. Some of the wider family, my parents included, are mad at Grandma, but she said if Lauren can have her mistakes forgiven by everyone else and be allowed to feel and do what she wants, then I should be given the same grace. Snaps for Grandma. But it was argued always that the difference was I was ending a relationship for good while Lauren made a single mistake. Last month, Jace died suddenly. I don't know what happened exactly, but Grandma got the call about it. The more calls came and asked me to finally move on and speak to Lauren and support her as a sister should. I didn't go to the funeral, and neither did Grandma, actually. She even said if she had wanted to, she knew the time would be spent trying to browbeat her into forcing me to reconcile with Lauren, and a funeral is not the place for that, so she was removing herself from that. Grandma has been getting shit from so many people in the family who think I should have let go of the no contact now that Jace is dead. Since I never answer to any family members who think I need to forgive Lauren, they go through her. I hate that she deals with it, but she doesn't block them because she wants to see just how far they'll go with her. She said they're helping her trim her will, which I find funny, and I love Grandma's humor. But I feel awful that she's getting the abuse that the rest of the family can't give me. It made me want to ask if I'm the asshole for keeping the no contact going with Lauren, and if people outside of my family think I'm a monster. I have the support of friends and also some family. It's just, I know we were really young when this all happened. I know once Jace cheated with Lauren, he would have done it with anyone. So I know it's not like we'd have lasted like I imagined. But Lauren doing it to me just makes it worse, because I loved and trusted and was there for her. So she betrayed me and even leaned on me when their cheating led to a pregnancy. Ever since I found out, I wished she wasn't my sister. I could never even see a civil relationship for us in the future. But I'm aware that it might make people think I'm the asshole and not her, especially now that Jace has died. So am I the asshole?
This is everyone sucks here but Grandma, in my opinion. Because getting cheated on, that sucks, right? Like, that's terrible. But what a crazy freaking story that this guy dies, and she doesn't even say how, which, whatever, maybe she didn't know, maybe she didn't read the obituary.
Yeah.
But this dude dies, your sister is now a single mother with two children.
Yeah.
And you're like, still going die hard, no contact. Because she stole your boyfriend when you're 15?
Yeah.
It's a big violation of trust. I don't fault her for being upset. And, like, maybe even it just feels different because he's dead. Like, it feels different because he passed away and now she's, like, in need of a ton more support.
Yes.
No contact seems like asshole behavior to me. It seems like at some point you have to be able to, like, you have to be able to let things go.
Yeah, I agree to an extent. One, first thing you said was everyone sucks in this story except for Grandma. However, I feel like that's contradicting due to, like, Grandma's backing up the OP.
But Grandma's not saying, hey, this is warranted behavior. This is the right thing to do. She's saying Lauren has gotten all the support and respect in the world.
Yeah.
And, like, in her situation, like, I'm trying to do is allow for this other girl to have the same space and freedom to process what she's going through. I don't think she's saying, like, you can be mad as long as you want.
I think she's definitely taking a side. I mean, her granddaughter's husband died and she didn't go to the funeral. That's pretty wild.
I mean, yeah, that's true. That is true.
Pretty wild. I don't love that at all. But Grandma is an OG. I do love that she was like, look, you had feelings and everyone's respecting those. So let's respect hers. Like, I do love that Grandma's like, someone's got to be on this girl's side.
Well, yeah. And like, maybe it's not even about sides.
Well, they wanted to ambush her too. And Grandma was like, absolutely not. You're not coming to my home as long as she lives here.
Right.
So that was kind of cool. But also like, poor, so she stole the boyfriend, but she lost her grandma. So that kind of sucks.
And then her boyfriend became her husband, and then he died.
And then now she's a widow.
And so who wins now, OP? And she doesn't have her little sister.
That's so sad.
But, I mean, yeah.
Okay, but I gotta take it back to the fact that, like, she was dating him. And then her sister is going behind her back and sleeping with him, and she gets pregnant. That would be so.
Could you even actually imagine that happening to you?
I would definitely cut ties. I'm not like faulting OP at all for doing that. I would say you're gone.
You're gone forever. See, and that's, I have a hard time with that just as a dude, because I'm like, blood is blood. Family is family. Everybody, like, people make mistakes and they will backstab you.
And oh my gosh.
Going no contact with family over somebody that came into your life and that may or may not have worked out. She even said, like, if it wasn't Lauren, he was going to cheat with somebody else.
Well, like, it's her just trying to make herself feel better. But she doesn't actually know.
But yes, she does. He's the type of guy that was willing to cheat. So is he going to do it again? He probably would have done it with someone else. Mm. You think that Lauren and this guy were just storybook, like they were just meant to be together? No.
I don't know. Do you know how long they were married before he died?
We know it wasn't very long because...
Well, they had two kids.
But it was... They're 22 and 23 now. OP is 22. She's 23.
Okay, yeah.
So it wasn't...
That's not very long.
Yeah, it's like they're... And regardless, your high school boyfriend, your high school crush, like... And then he dies. Like, you have to have feelings of him dying. You have to be sad about that, even if you don't want to admit it. I'm just a big advocate of get the frick over it, because especially when it comes to family, you don't have to be super close with them, but making everything this big dramatic, like, not going to talk to them ever again.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I have a hard time too with how much grief Lauren would be in. No sister, dead husband, two little tiny kids.
That's so hard.
And yeah, that's why everyone sucks there. I don't know if there's a way for her to regain her sister's trust or to genuinely apologize, but...
It's sad, too, because, like, OP, could you imagine the amount of guilt she felt when she found out Jace was dead? Just being like, oh, dang.
OP?
Yeah.
What would she feel guilty about?
I mean, at least that would be my brain. Like, I cut someone out and then something really tragic happens to them. It's like there's not much I can...
That's a lot, though.
That's heavy.
That's her boyfriend of 3 years that, like, she had this debacle that she lost her sister because of this guy.
Yeah.
So, like, I think she would have been way more sad than she leads on. She acts like, oh, yeah, he died the day that I found out. Like,
yeah, I don't think so. I think it's still very hard for her. And it doesn't sound like she's dating. She lives with grandma. And just,
that's what I mean.
It's just her and grandma.
That's a slippery slope. We all know one of those that lives with grandma until they're grandma, no kids, no wife, no nothing.
Yep. We all got one of those. No wife, no nothing. Well, that's my story.
Love it.
And I'm excited to hear yours.
Am I the a-hole for not letting a neighbor borrow my tile saw because he assumed it belonged to my boyfriend? My boyfriend and I have a bit of an untraditional relationship. I, female, am the builder/fixer, etc., and my boyfriend isn't really good at that type of stuff. My garage is filled with tools that I've collected over the years, and a lot of expensive tools at that. A young couple just bought the house across the street from us. The houses aren't too far apart, and I guess our new neighbors have seen into our garage, when my boyfriend and I are hanging out in there. The husband came over to introduce himself, and he briefly nodded at me, yet he shook my boyfriend's hand and was friendly to him while introducing himself. It made me feel very dismissed, TBH, like I'm not his equal. He mentioned that they're having to retile the kitchen and do a bunch of repairs, as the house was a bit of a fixer-upper, the elderly lady that lived there for 55 years before dying recently. He said that they were a bit broke after buying the house, and he is having to do the repairs himself and learn how to do a lot of this stuff. My boyfriend kind of just smiled and nodded his head because he hates DIY. He finally asked my boyfriend if he could borrow his tile saw and maybe a few other tools, and maybe my boyfriend could give him some YouTube suggestions. He offered to give it back like he borrowed it and said he'd buy him a case of beer for the trouble. This was the point where my boyfriend mentioned that all the tools in the garage belong to me and that he has no clue how to build or fix anything. The guy was surprised, but he gave me half a smile and said, "Oh, I guess I should have asked you then. What do you say? Offer still stands." I was kind of annoyed, and I told him that maybe another man in the neighborhood can help him, and I'm just a woman, so what do I know? I was admittedly very snarky. My boyfriend kind of thinks I was needlessly an asshole to our new neighbor. I think the guy should have apologized for his incorrect assumption before asking me to borrow my tools. I hate when men assume my boyfriend does man stuff and I'm supposed to do woman stuff. It happens occasionally. Which, by the way, who asks someone they don't even know to borrow a tile saw? Tile saws aren't cheap. Especially not the one I own. Am I the asshole? My boyfriend and I aren't really stressing over it, but I just wanted an unbiased outside opinion.
Yeah, I think she is.
Talk about it.
No, I just... It's like, you can't just think he's gonna know. That's like someone looking at me and be like, "Oh, you played college volleyball?" Like, no one is gonna look at me and think that because I'm 5'4". That's not gonna happen. Just like a soft flex for a second, you know?
That's wow.
So I played volleyball, guys. Okay?
She played college volleyball.
Started as a freshman. That was a big deal. But that's the thing. You're not going to look at me and think that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm embarrassed I literally just said any of that.
Well, it's your... Obviously,
but it's you here to
final,
stay.
You get the final say on what makes the cut.
No, that's making the cut. It has to. But please, everyone, just love me for me, okay?
Yeah.
Back to what I'm saying, though. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think he's the asshole?
So, again, I think it's a little bit of an everybody sucks here. And only because I just justify the behavior of the neighbor to start. Because I know for a fact, if I met somebody and they had a garage full of tools, first of all, I would not be asking to borrow somebody's tools because that makes me uncomfortable unless it's somebody I know really well.
Really? Is that like just a no?
Well, yeah. And they point out a little bit. A tile saw is expensive. It's not like it's not something that you would just ask a neighbor to borrow the first time. There's good comments that I'll read in a second. But what I wanted to point out is what you said. And that's like, I would certainly not expect a garage full of tools to belong to the girl. You just wouldn't expect it. We're trained, whether we want to believe it or not, we are trained to believe certain things, think certain things. And like, if you walked into somebody's garage and there's a couple standing there,
yeah,
and it's full of tools, you're not going to be like, I'm not going to assume anything because all these tools could be the wife's tools. Like,
yeah.
You just, in reality, we have this conditioning that takes place and it's not important. There are times when it's absolutely important.
Right.
Whether or not the girl is the fixer of the house, that's just, sorry, there's just not major importance. It's just like, yes. If a guy was to be offended, if he was a stay-at-home dad and he cooked all the dinners and somebody made some type of like assumption that the wife does the cooking, why is the guy going to be offended by that?
Exactly.
Like there is a reason to take offense to certain things, and then there's things that are like not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I agree. I'm glad we're agreeing.
Me too. It's refreshing.
What's the comments?
So there's a couple, but the first one says, "I wouldn't lend a total stranger my expensive tools, no matter the first impression, which was bad. Not the asshole. I don't lend out my," or in quotations, "I don't lend out my tools." Yeah. So instead of it being like, "Hey, you should go ask a man in the neighborhood," you could just say, "Hey, I'm sorry, but it's a no. Like, I just don't lend my tools because they're expensive."
Yeah.
Which is appropriate. They are expensive. It's like, you don't have to let somebody borrow a freaking tile saw.
It's pretty wild he asked for it.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I saw that you had this garage full of tools. I need to do a bunch of stuff. This is my favorite. So it's responding to another one. So I'll read both. First one, not the asshole. Pretty ballsy of this sexist AH to wander over for the first time to introduce and then proceed to ask to borrow anything in the next breath. I too am the handy one, and it's super annoying when dudes don't think it's possible. Don't lend your tools, especially to someone you don't know, especially to someone who doesn't know how to use them. While your comment was snarky, he started it with his dismissive ways.
Huh.
And that's the other thing, is like, if I was in this situation and I found out that the girl was like kind of the handyman fix it type, my response would be different than the neighbors. I would be like, oh, for real? Like, that's super cool. I don't hear of that very often. Like,
yeah.
You actually get in, you do all this stuff. That's like, why? How? Like, why do you do that?
Yeah.
This comment made me laugh. I wasn't even thinking about that part. The speed of the request. Hi, I'm your neighbor. I can has tools. And I think that's one of the red flags. How minimally friendly / polite / chatty do I have to be to get what I want from you?
Yeah.
That's the best point of the whole thing, is like, the neighbor's not very neighborly, comes over and is like, hi, yeah, hello, nice to meet you, neighbors.
What do you got in there?
Can I borrow your items?
That's hilarious. Oh, man. That's crazy.
A lot of the comments are talking about how you never get your tools back in the same condition as when you lent them to somebody.
So true.
Like, no matter what. The only thing you can lend to somebody is your tool bag.
Yeah, it's just all freaking like, screwdrivers. And
yeah, the hodgepodge of stuff. And that's the level of handyman that I am.
Yeah.
Around these parts, everybody around here, nobody's really a Mr. Fix-It type. I'm as handy as it gets, and I'm like not that handy.
Yeah, that's very true. Everyone calls you to like help with stuff.
Yeah, it's like, hey, we need to disassemble a bed frame or something.
Can and I'm
like,
you help us?
Well, yeah, I have a screwdriver and like a whatever, you know?
Oh, that's so funny. Well, good story, Joe. Mine's about to be better.
Oh, well, I bet so.
Okay, here we go. So this one is from AITA for locking my cousin out of my house.
Mm.
My cousin James, 25M, came to visit me, 25F, and my husband, 26M, last weekend for his birthday. We celebrated James' birthday Friday night, and on Saturday, he said he was going to have to go to dinner with a few of his friends in town. He specifically told me his plans were to go have dinner with them and come back to my place afterwards to stay in and watch movies. He left my house at around 4 p.m. He texted me around 7, asking when would be a respectful time to come back as he was spending the night at my house. I told him that I know it's his birthday and he is with his friends, so he does not get to see often, and he is an adult, so I am not going to give him a curfew. I just told him to call me and let me know when he is on his way back so we can avoid him ringing the doorbell and waking up my son. At 2 a.m. when bars typically close, I texted him when he was going to be back. I didn't get a reply. By 3, I figured he was sleeping at his friend's place, so I went to bed. Before going to sleep, I texted him to let him know that in case he was still coming back where the spare key was. I then went to bed. At around 4 a.m., I woke up to someone ringing our doorbell. This woke up my son and he was scared and crying. My husband and I woke up irritated. I look at our camera and James was outside ringing our doorbell. When I opened the door, James was fuming. He was mad that I locked him out of the house and I said I would be there to let him in. I asked him why he ignored my texts as I told him where the spare keys were, and he said his phone died and I should have just given him the keys before he left. James was getting very loud, so I told him that he either had to calm down or go to sleep, or he had to find somewhere else to sleep. James went to our guest room, grabbed his things, and slept in his car. Earlier this week, I was talking to my sister about the situation and she called me the asshole because I told James that I would wait up for him and that I made a drunk person sleep in the car. I feel justified, but James is also still not talking to me. So Reddit, am I the asshole?
Oh, that's so annoying. That's so annoying.
What
is it? I don't. So she should have given him a key. Yes. But you know that she was hoping he was going to come back at a decent hour and they could still like celebrate some birthday stuff. So the fact that she waited up until 2 a.m. and even texted him at 2 and said, hey, like, I know the bars are closing. You're probably coming home soon, but I'm going to go to bed now. Yeah. Haven't heard from you.
Yeah.
So here's where the spare key is. She even put a spare key and like made sure that he could have gotten in. Don't ring the doorbell. And then drunk dum dum just shows up at 4 a.m. He left at 7.
And very ungrateful. Like, dude, you're staying at their place for free.
And obviously the fact that he was drunk is one thing, and he's obviously very stubborn because he grabbed his stuff after she let him in. He's already caused the whole fiasco, the kid waking up, and still is going to go out to his car and sleep in the car.
Yeah.
Like dog.
Dog.
You're they let you stay in their house. They were going to host you. The only place where I can understand it being like a little bit frustrating is that she did say like, be out as long as you want.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want. And then she had to lock the door, but it's common sense. If I just would never be that inconsiderate. I would not expect somebody to leave their door unlocked until 4 a.m. That's so stupid.
And she's a mom. Like she ain't go, like she's not used to staying up till 4 a.m. partying.
No.
I mean, probably not. I don't know, but.
And it's hard because, he's having a good time with his friends. Like, he's not necessarily a bad guy for going out and having a night and maybe losing track of time. But also, your phone died?
I think she is not the asshole. I think he's more of the asshole.
He's definitely more of the asshole.
Yeah.
100%. And she's like, she's not an asshole. She's just a little bit of a misstep. She should have either clarified ahead of time. It just is a crappy situation.
Well, this crappy situation has an edit.
Ooh.
The reason I didn't give him the spare key right away was honestly, I didn't think about it. The original plan was for him to go out to eat with his friends and then come back to watch some movies with us and have a night in. When he texted me to see when a respectful time would be to come back at, I figured respectful would have meant like midnight, but I guess I didn't communicate that with him either.
Yeah, so she's obviously, her feelings were a little bit hurt that he stayed out with his friends instead of came to hang out with them.
Yeah, for sure.
And that part is a little, like maybe she exaggerated the times or something. I don't know. I think you don't stay out that late when you're staying over at somebody's house. And if you do, it's because you have the spare key. It's because you're not going to be a pain in the butt. You'd have to know that going to someone's house at 4 a.m., the door's not going to be unlocked.
Yeah, no. I'm glad we're on the same page with that one, too.
You think James is the asshole?
Yeah. Oh,
clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly.
100%.
What would you do if you were James?
If I was James, what I would have done differently or what I would do now?
No, what would you do differently if you were James? You go into town and you're out with your friends. You get absolutely tossed.
I'm not saying what he did was like asshole behavior. I'm saying when he came back and being all pissed off at her, it's like, bro, I just think he should have been a lot kinder about it. He's being a brat.
He's definitely being a brat. So if you were in his situation, what would you do?
Well, I would have come home and she obviously answered the door. So like, if you have to ring the doorbell, you have to ring the doorbell. But you say, I'm so sorry. Like, I feel so bad. I woke him up. I didn't know what to do. My phone died. If you just explain the situation, she'd be like, yeah, that sucks. That freaking happened. But like, yeah, come inside. I'm glad you're inside. Go to bed. That's what I would have done.
So you would have just rang the doorbell too?
What else are you going to do? You got to get in.
Blow her phone up. It didn't say anything about calling.
His phone is dead, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You.
See, how do you.
All the things I could say.
How do you live and be an adult and not charge your phone?
Yeah, pancake.
How do you not keep your phone charged? It can't die. That's bad.
He's talking to our dog right now.
You can't.
For the podcast listeners.
Yeah.
Well, that's my story. Charge your freaking phone. And your turn.
Just be a responsible adult. Yeah. I've already read two stories, so we're done.
Oh, it's over.
It's au revoir.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, I'm excited to hear who you guys think's the fake. I think this one's going to be harder to sniff out.
I think it's going to be tough.
Yeah, I will be shocked if anyone gets it.
So that's for you, all of you loyal listeners that will tell us.
Tell us, baby.
I want to hear this time. Who do you think is the fake? Because you're going to be wrong.
Probably. You're not right. You're wrong.
I'm just guessing, but... Drop us a like, give us a rating on your favorite podcasting platform. It helps us reach new people and we're growing and it's been slow and steady, but we're having a lot of fun. So appreciate you guys tagging along. Go on social media. Tell us which one you think is the fake. We'll see you guys next week. Hope you all have a fantastic week in life.
Love you guys. Peace and blessings. Wow, mine was even cringier.
Why are we doing this?
Oh my gosh.
That is terrible.
Internet frenzy on three. Oh, I didn't do that last time. So that's
I noticed that. That's so good. It was so good. I was so glad we cut it off.
Internet frenzy on three. One, two, three. Internet frenzy. Boom. our dog just did it with me. Okay, love you guys. Bye. No pretending.